Sanders, for his part, remains unbowed. "I think we go forward basically neck and neck," Sanders told reporters at a press conference in Burlington on March 4th. "What this campaign, I think, is increasingly about is which side are you on?" He contrasted his record and Biden's, pointing to their divergent positions on the Iraq War, disastrous trade agreements, and consumer protection. He attacked Biden for his position on Social Security and released a new ad tying himself to former President Barack Obama, a U-turn for a candidate who has assailed the party Obama led and reportedly considered primarying the president in 2012. Sanders' strong base and delicate total still give him a shot to win the nomination. His grassroots fundraising remains unparalleled. The campaign raked in $46.5 million in February for more than 2.2 million donations. Backers argue he will benefit from a one-on-one contrast with Biden. But Biden's wins on Super Tuesday marked a dramatic shift in momentum. "The entire month of February was a perfect storm for Bernie Sanders," says Edisu Dimisi, an uncommitted California-based strategist who managed the campaign of Senator Cory Booker. "And then the first 3 days of March were a perfect storm for Joe Biden and may have reversed all of that. It's hard to believe how much has changed."